Hey, Ruben.
Hey, brother, how are you doing?
I'm okay, how about you?
Good, good. Hey, so I just wanted to give you a heads up. I just spoke to Kelly, but I don't think she. It seems like she's more comfortable in Korean than English, correct?
Yes.
So I can't get into certain things, and I'm not here to make anyone's life difficult. It doesn't look like I'll be able to qualify. The underwriter will be able to qualify her for payment before shipment. I can't tell you why. I'm just telling you that. I think the way to work this out is, because I think there's a language barrier, is to figure out a way, if you guys want to finance this equipment, for us to pay upon delivery. And whether that means you guys giving a deposit or working out something with her, but I think they should talk. I don't think she's really understanding what I'm saying. I didn't want to create an issue.
So should we do a conference call?
I think it's pretty simple. I think you and your mom should talk. I mean, put it this way. I can't, there's certain privacy laws that I can't break, just like I can't share information about your credit with them. Like, she can't ask me what your credit is. You guys can't ask me what her credit is. But when we pay a vendor before shipment, like Trust One, you saw that we pay them really instantly. The only
Yeah.
time we don't pay vendors before shipment is if they've only been in business and don't have a lot of business credit. Because when we look at business credit, they're not going to fill out an application. We're just going to get public information on them. When she filled out the form and sent it to me, I take a look at her personal credit. And my opinion is that, not here to create waves, but on the program your mom's business has been approved for, it doesn't look like the underwriter is going to qualify them for any type of payment before shipment. There's just not enough data to go on. So I think what's kind of the most important to figure out is, from what I understand, certain equipment has been delivered, certain hasn't, and she's waiting for money from you
Yes.
guys. So
Yes.
here's how what I do in these situations. If these situations come out, they come up to me about once every 2 days.
Okay.
Go to the vendor and say, "Hey, look, doesn't matter why, but for the financing I have, can only pay upon delivery. What do I need to give you as a supplier? Like, what kind of deposit do I need to give you so you can shoot, because so you can send me the equipment? Once the equipment's there and delivered and installed, we'll pay them, and then they'll give you the deposit back. That's what needs to be done here."
Okay, I'll let my mother know. Thank you.
I'm going to see if there's any alternate program, by the way. In the meantime, I just want to stay on top of this, because I have your documents ready to send to you, but I want to make sure I'm staying on top of this. So please give her a call and let's figure this thing out to get you guys your order placed, okay?
Okay, thank
Oh,
you.
and John, were you able to get the? I sent you two emails. Did you get the other email, by the way, or no?
What email is that? Today is my day off, so actually I'm not really doing anything right now.
Oh,
But
okay.
I'm away from computer and everything, so I don't really check it.
Okay, when you have a
So
chance, just
Ruben.
give me. I just wanted to get. There's a question about your there for the working capital loan. I need to get the payoff letter for your other for that Seattle Prime, and then it looks like Loanme wired the account some money. I just need to get some details. Is that a loan or what is that?
It's a personal loan.
But they wired the business account?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just get me that Seattle Prime payoff letter then, okay?
Right now, my mother doesn't know if she wants to do the Seattle Prime or not, but she's still thinking about it right now.
Okay, that's fine. But
So,
I would need
I
that just
don't.
to give you the updated terms. You're not going to fund until you actually sign documents. So if you can just get me the zero balance letter, I can show you what the terms look like so she can have those numbers in front of her, okay?
Okay, yeah, for the Seattle Prime, of course. And then the
Yeah,
$75,000, I'll let my mother know.
because yeah, what I'll do is I'll show her and say, "Hey, look, here's how the working capital refinance would work. Here's how much money you'd get in your bank account, and here's what the payment would be." That's all.
Okay, I'll let her know. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.